Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and we kick off the show today with Jerry Darby. Jerry is the Vice President of Planning, Development, and Design with Henry Ford Health, and he's here to give us an update on Detroit's Henry Ford Hospital expansion. It's in the new center area, and it's really just down the street from the Fisher Building. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
So why don't you just start out, and for our listeners, Jerry, explain the scope of this project.
Yeah, happy to do that, and thanks for having me on. This is truly one of the largest hospital developments happening in the world at the moment. It is right across from our historic Henry Ford Hospital on West Grand Boulevard. We're developing truly an expansion of the current facility where we're able to decompress out of our legacy campus, which is a 100-year-old campus, into a new state-of-the-art hospital. More than 1.2 million square feet of space, $2.2 billion for the hospital expansion alone.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, right now, can you kind of describe where you are with the project?
Yeah, we're at a point now where people are really starting to be able to see it come into vision, start to see the shape of the building. We're probably about a year away from a full topping out of the tower, but you can already see the steel and the base of the building, which mirrors the current Henry Ford Hospital across West Grand Boulevard. We already have a 1,500-place parking garage in place as well. That parking garage is going to be used to currently house the construction workers, while we're going to have over 1,000 workers on site at its peak. But in the end, it'll be also used to serve the hospital. And we also have a central energy hub, which will heat and cool the facility, and that is already topped out as well.
That's amazing. So as we speak, Jerry, we can see this giant yellow crane, and it has a bucket attached, and we see two people in the bucket. So it just looks like we're getting a big kick out of this, actually, because it looks like there's something new going on there pretty much every day.
Yeah, the crane is actually that crane is the tower crane. And that crane just went up about a week ago. It's the crane that will help to build the more than 20-story tower of the facility. There'll be actually another one coming, which is even more interesting. It actually gets built with the building in the elevator shafts as it goes up. And the tower crane and the elevator crane, those two cranes, one will build one side of the tower and the other will build the other.
Oh, it's really incredible. Can you talk a little bit, Jerry Darby, about what will be in this new facility? What are some of the different operations that we can see? Like, for example, there's Shirley Ryan Ability Lab.
Right. Yeah, we're going to have 432 beds, of which 72 will be Shirley Ryan Ability Lab, which is moving to Detroit with a flagship facility here, the number one rehab hospital in the world will be coming and part of our tower. We'll also be replacing more than 350 of our beds in the new facility. That will allow us to really decompress, as I said before, out of our legacy campus and create an all-private room model across West Grand Boulevard. So every patient will have their own room. We are adding 50 new procedure rooms, 28 of which will be ORs, the rest interventional rooms on two floors, and an all-new emergency department. More than 75,000 square feet of space, and more than twice the size, more than 100 patient bays in our new emergency room.
That's incredible. And you mentioned this central energy hub. Can you elaborate on that? Because that's pretty amazing in and of itself.
Yeah, it is. It is truly Henry Ford's commitment to sustainability. And our central energy hub will be a fully electric capable energy hub, which will heat and cool our entire facility. It'll be the largest fully electric facilitated hospital in the country. It is, I think, 400,000 linear square feet of cable, 43 football fields, basically, of cable end-to-end, 100 pieces of new equipment, and it is that'll be completed in 27 so that it can heat and cool the facility as we're building it.
Now, we also have the centerpiece called the Future of Health, Detroit Vision. And this is where this entire area is basically going to be transformed with the help of Tom Gores, the Detroit Pistons, and Michigan State University. Can you explain to us exactly what this is and how it will impact the area, Jerry?
Yeah, the Future of Health is truly the healthcare campus of the future. It fulfills a decades-long vision of global destination, world-class care, and innovation in our community. It's a commitment to Detroit. It includes housing. It includes a major research building with our 30-year partners, Michigan State. And it truly is an economic catalyst in New Center area. You know, we've seen tens of millions of dollars already of additional investment in the area since we announced what we're doing.
Oh, it's incredible. Now, we're talking to Jerry Darby. He's the Vice President of Planning, Development, and Design with Henry Ford Health. Jerry, what is it like for you in this big job to see what's going on here in the New Center area? Talk about just the impact on you and what goes into basically doing something that is transformational for the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan.
Well, I appreciate the question. I mean, personally for me, I'm a lot like everybody else. I love to see tangible things happening in a community, and the level of excitement, the number of questions I get, the amount of interest just walking down the street. I try to walk through the neighborhood and talk to the people that live there. Our local businesses, I walk in and, you know, have lunch at a local pizza place and ask them how they're doing, and they're ecstatic that, you know, we want to make sure that we're being great partners. And for me as well, that's I've had the opportunity of building and planning a lot of other hospitals around the country in a previous jobs. But this is truly the most impactful hospital project that I've ever seen.
And, you know, that's interesting that you talk about having done this in other parts of the country, because we all know that, frankly, going to the hospital isn't a great experience. People are often nervous and worried about either themselves or a family member. So to be able to create something that is likely going to make for a better experience is really important for people.
It's so important, and we, you really want to make them feel comfortable, feel at home. We want this to be a Michigan experience, a Detroit experience, an experience that when you come here, you know where you are. You can feel the positive nature about what we're doing here, and really make you feel comfortable while you're going through some of the toughest times that people go through in their lives. And so that's what we're creating. There's green spaces. There's visualization outside. There will be outside spaces. There will be a seamless experience of how you can come and go from this facility and truly make it the best experience you can have when you're going through these tough times.
Well, we can't wait to check in with you again. Now, you say, Jerry, when will the project be ready for people to actually come and see it and participate and actually go to this new facility?
Yeah, so it takes a long time to build this amount of space. But, you know, it'll look like it's done in probably 2 years, but it really, truly won't be done inside and out until late 2029. So we're excited to continue to work really hard for people to see, at least right now, from the outside, and then we'll begin to work on all of the key elements on the inside to make it a world-class facility.
Jerry Darby, Vice President of Planning, Development, and Design with Henry Ford Health. We will check in again with you in approximately 6 months or so, just to get another update, if you don't mind.
Sounds perfect. Love to do it.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, we'll tell you about a new full-service pizza restaurant in the Boston Edison District. And it's got an unusual name.